enemy!
What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco.
Well, would you look at that? Episode 2 of the Nina Blanco podcast. Yeah, I decided to do 2 episodes because I kind of felt bad about the first episode. I'm sorry. I listened to it and I'm like, I just kind of sound like I'm complaining a lot, which I was. Granted, you know, I kind of was, but I just wanted to share everything that I've been going through, but I feel like I sounded so whiny, and that's not normally me, and that's probably not what you came to this podcast for. So, yeah, sorry about that, but I guess also not sorry because I'm only human, right, and going through some shit, and when we're human and we go through some shit, we like to complain about it, and that's what I did for a little bit in that first episode, just to kind of catch you up. Just wanted to catch you up on everything that was going on. So, yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, bonus material. Look at that. Then you get 2 episodes. So that's cool too. So this past week in Colorado has been kind of dreadful. Hasn't been great out here because the Marshall fires had swept through Northwest Denver, you could say Boulder County, and it caused a lot of devastation. About 600 homes were lost, 1 person dead, another person still missing. Hundreds of pets that were in these homes gone with the fire, and just utter devastation. Think about it's your home. I mean, you don't even have to think about it. It's everything that you have. It was such a quick and sudden fire and almost came pretty much without warning. People just had to flee. And if you were lucky, maybe you could grab some sentimental items. But for a lot of people, they lost all of that, which is just devastating. Because this fire was just so tragic and so sudden and has, you know, displaced so many people, families, not just 1 person, 2 person, whole families of almost 600 homes. They don't have a place to go. Now, I've lived in Colorado for a couple years now, almost 5 years, which is crazy, kind of cool actually. But I've lived here for 5 years now, and anytime that there is some sort of tragedy, I really, really have seen this community step up, which is the coolest thing ever. It's really great to just be a part of a state, a community that cares about one another. And, you know, when these awful, tragic things that you wish never would happen, when they do happen, people step up. People step up, man. A lot of shelters open their doors, you know, the night of the fire. Churches open their doors. I've seen a lot of restaurants open their doors to people who don't have homes and trying to figure out their next move. I couldn't have any idea of what to do, you know, like call my insurance company. I don't know. I do know that because of this tragic event that there is going to be some federal money coming to Colorado. Some of that money had come to help put out the fire, and some of that money has already started to become distributed to the families that need it who have lost their homes. And so some of that money will also be put forth to, you know, do some infrastructure and rebuild that community and rebuild some homes. So that's kind of cool. That will be happening. And because of that, President Biden is going to be coming to Colorado today, Friday, January 7th, when this episode comes out. I don't have any current details on it now because I'm recording this on Wednesday and it was just announced, but he is going to be coming to Colorado and he is going to go to where the damage was done from the Marshall fire, and he's going to look at it himself. And I don't know, maybe hopefully help push more money, push more resources for people that really need help. So that's, I guess, a little bit of the bright side is that Colorado is not being left in the ashes, so to speak, people have taken notice. This was a big deal. And my heart goes out to everyone who's just trying to figure out their next move, figure out their next meal. Like I said, a lot of places are stepping up, which is really, really great. One place that comes to mind just because I just saw it on Instagram, Osaka Ramen. I personally love them. They have a spot in Rhino and they have a couple sushi restaurants as well. I think they're called Sushi Rama, where they have like the conveyor belt. Anyway, the chef who had opened up these restaurants, he is helping out some of the victims, you know, by giving free meals. And so I just think that's really cool. And he's one of many, many, many restaurants that are stepping up to do this, which is really great. So, I mean, pat on the back to our community. Of course, we're going to take care of one another. And to everyone who is looking to find out, you know, what are they going to do next? Who are still trying to emotionally recover from what happened and not having their personal belongings. I mean, we love you. We're praying for you. My heart goes out to you. And we're going to get through it. And we're going to get through it together. So just wanted to say that. Earlier this week, I went out and I got myself a COVID test. I'm not feeling sick or anything like that. Like, all those sniffles from the last episode were from me crying, not from actually feeling sick or anything like that. I decided to go get tested to be a responsible adult living in the middle of a pandemic, because as I said, I was traveling for the holidays. We road tripped it, you know, stopping at multiple gas stations, going to the boy's mom's house. We did see a friend or two while we were in St. Louis. And so we decided, yeah, you know, as we're traveling back and more gas stations through, you know, Kansas and Eastern Colorado and Missouri, we're like, we should probably get a COVID test just in case. Well, I booked my COVID test, gosh, a week ago, last Friday. And the only open slot they had was this past Tuesday. So I did go and get tested on Tuesday. I'm awaiting my results. It's still going to take another day or two. But like I said, I'm not feeling any symptoms, but you never know. Could be asymptomatic. So I just wanted to, go get that COVID test. But something really mortifying happened to me while I was going to get that COVID test. This is embarrassing. But I already shared it on my Instagram story that day. So might as well put it on the podcast and record it so it lives on the internet forever. So I had pulled up to this COVID testing site. It's in my neighborhood. Again, it was just like the only appointment I could get. And a lot of people are trying to make these appointments because, you know, Christmas and a lot of people are feeling sick right now. So I got this appointment and I went in. It was a drive-through testing site. And I pulled up. I had like obviously made my appointment beforehand and filled out information. I have a barcode. When I pulled up there, I had to show them. So I get there, they check my barcode, and then they ask me, do you want a nasal swab or saliva? And I was like, oh, I get the option. Okay. But I had never done a saliva test. And I was like, I'll just do the nasal test because I've done those before. And that's what I was expecting to kind of do that day anyway. So I was just like freaked out because I was like, I didn't know I was going to have the option. And I'm like, nasal. Yeah. So, all right. They go get the nasal test. I pull forward, roll down the window, and I pull my mask down only below my nose, covering my mouth still. And they say, okay, are you ready? I say, yep. And then they go in on my right nostril and they swab around deep in there. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm a pro. Not going to mess this up. We're good. And then they go and they swab the left nostril and they're swabbing it up there. And I'm like, oh, okay, this hurts. All right, are we done yet? And then they're done. And he pulls the Q-tip out and he goes to put it in his little specimen tube. And I look over at it. The biggest booger, you guys, the biggest booger is hanging off the very end of the Q-tip. And thank goodness it wasn't like a stringy long booger that was hanging from my nostril to the Q-tip as he was pulling it away. Thank goodness that didn't happen. But still, I looked over at it and it was this big honking booger. Just, it looked like a giant bulging mole or something bursting out of the side of this Q-tip. It was disgusting. And I was like, oh my gosh. I didn't say anything, but I was just like, oh. And he was looking at it as he put it into the tube. And I looked at it and then I looked at him and then he looked at me and he was like, okay, You'll get your test results in 3 to 5 days. We'll email you to let you know your results. And I'm like, okay, bye. And I drove off so fast. I was in the parking lot of a school and I probably should not have been at the speed that I was in. But luckily the kids were at recess. No one was around. Man. But yeah, so embarrassing. So embarrassing. Not cool. Not cool at all. I was embarrassed even retelling the story on my Instagram story. I'm embarrassed right now. I'm like red flushed and boogers. I can't stand boogers or vomit or anything for that matter. But boogers especially gross me out. I can't do it. And if they gross you out as much as they gross me out, you're probably like gagging while listening to this right now. So like, sorry. Sorry about that. Since I was mortified and humiliated and embarrassed at my past COVID testing experience, I thought it might be fun to have a guest on the podcast, my very first guest. I talked about him in the first episode, my bridesman, Ruben. Ruben's my cousin. He's awesome. And Ruben also has a really embarrassing story that happened at a COVID testing site. Hey, Ruben.
Hi.
Because we just heard about, you know, me pulling a giant booger out of my nose in front of a stranger. So that was fun.
Big old gross.
Fucking nasty. But I need you to help me feel better because I heard that something really embarrassing happened to you. Was this like your first COVID test that you had taken? Was this last year? 2 years? We're almost into this 2 years now, which is insane. But when was this?
So it was last year, 2021. It was my very first COVID test. And it was, I think, over the summer. I remember it being nice out and I was mad because I was sick and I couldn't do any, like, not that I would do anything because we're still in a panini.
Right.
But I was sick.
Okay.
And I went to just like a clinic or something because I wanted to do a rapid test and like know for sure.
Was this like an indoor in-person testing site or was this one of the drive-through testing sites?
Yeah, it was indoor, in-person.
Okay.
I was in like a regular doctor's office and yeah, the nurse came in and was like, asked me about my symptoms and everything. And it was basically like all the COVID symptoms, runny nose, sneezing, coughing, all that stuff. And then, yeah, so she's getting ready to do it. And so my nose is already running.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, what can I do?
Right.
But as you, and it's a nasal swab, so she's got to get in there. And literally, the instant that she sticks this thing in my nose, I like instantly start sneezing.
Oh, like, no. Sneezing,
yeah. Like hardcore. And like, and it's like instant as soon as she puts it in my nose. So I'm like,
it's tickling your nose hairs.
Yeah. So I guess I'm ticklish in my nose, which is weird to find out. But yeah, so I'm like literally like sneezing all over the place. And she's like, oh, good thing I have this face shield on. And I'm like, sorry. Like, it was literally like an instant reaction that I couldn't control.
Oh,
was,
my gosh. The first time I took a COVID test, I was really nervous about the same thing, about sneezing, mostly because I was afraid of my head going forward while this thing is in my nose. Were you okay? Did it like stab you? Or?
I was good. I think I like felt like the instant I felt it come, I like pushed away and was just like, all right, this is too much.
Good thing I have this face shield on. That's awesome. That is too funny. By the way, did you end up having COVID last summer?
No, it was negative.
Oh, well, that's good.
Sorry, lady. But yeah, it was negative, which is good.
I loved that. Did you see his face, though? Did you see his face when I was like, what if your head goes forward when you sneeze? He was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. That's dangerous, y'all. If you're going to sneeze, make sure you turn away. Just be rude. Turn away. Don't worry about the Q-tip as long as it doesn't poke the back of your brain. Thank you so much, Ruben, for coming on the Nina Blanco podcast. Cuzzo, love you. So one of the things that a lot of people kind of expect to hear from this podcast is like celebrity stuff. Because I got a big mouth and a lot to say, especially when it comes to the celebrities. And when I was doing my radio show, I did a lot of celebrity stuff. I've always done celebrity stuff. Like for my whole like 14-year radio career. I've always, always, always done celebrity stories. But we're not going to call it hashtag Hollywood. We're not going to call it hashtag Hollywood because I've always hated that. I never liked that name, Nina's hashtag Hollywood. And it was just because, like, I never knew how to write it. If I wanted to, like, write an article or I wanted to do a social media post and use Nina's hashtag Hollywood as, like, you know, my segment name and keep that on there, I never knew how to write it. Do I write, like, the hashtag symbol, spell out hashtag Hollywood? If I just put the hashtag symbol and then Hollywood, it looks like I'm just saying Hollywood. Because when I read a post and I see a hashtag, I don't read it as, like, hashtag Hollywood, hashtag Denver, hashtag radio, hashtag Nina. No, I read it as Hollywood, Denver, Nina, radio. Like, I don't read the hashtag part. So I never knew how to write it out. And I've always hated that name. So no, we're not going to call it hashtag Hollywood. Mm-mm. Speaking of mm-mm, I thought maybe, like, celebrity nuh-uhs with Nina. Is that corny? That sounds corny. Fine. I could do the Hollywood sleaze. That was, like, my very first celebrity segment I ever did at a radio station when I was working in Carbondale. I was doing nights at CILFM, and I did Nina's Hollywood sleaze. The Hollywood sleaze, maybe? I don't know. How about just this? Get into it, yeah. Let's just get into it. Let's get into it. All right. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson. Of course I was going to talk about this. I mean, this started a couple months back. A woman from Houston, Texas, accused Tristan of being the father of her child. Tristan denied it all up and down that no, it wasn't true. His daughter's name, by the way. And he said he didn't know this woman, that she's crazy, she's making it up. Well, the baby has been born, the paternity test has been done, and Tristan, you are the father. We all knew it was gonna happen. That's not really a surprise. So the Kardashians are freaking out. Tristan doesn't know what to do, so he issues a public apology to Khloe. He said, Khloe, you don't deserve this. You don't deserve the heartache and humiliation I've caused you. You don't deserve the way I've treated you over the years. My actions certainly have not lined up with the way I view you. I have the utmost respect and love for you, regardless of what you may think. Again, I'm so incredibly sorry. Boy, if you don't shut the... I cannot with Tristan. Keep her name out your mouth. First of all, keep her name out your mouth, okay? You rode the Kardashian carpet for as long as you possibly could. Enough is enough. You fathered a whole nother baby into the world. I mean, get out of here. I'm sick of it. I'm not here for that. By the way, TMZ cameras caught Tristan delivering dozens of roses to his daughter, True, before the apology to Khloe. And yeah, he is taking full responsibility because he has to. He got caught for this other child being sweet to True. And I really do hope that it is genuine. I really, really do. I mean, be a man, be a father to these kids. And if you cannot keep your dick in your pants, stop getting into relationships, and good Lord, someone please, please just get this man a condom. One more thing about this whole situation, and I know I'm gonna get some hate for this, okay? I kind of hate myself for this, to be completely honest, but I feel like it needs to be said, and I hate to say it, but Khloe deserves this. Yeah, she kind of deserves this. Girl, I mean, stop preaching women empowerment. Stop preaching self-confidence and self-love when it is clear that, Khloe, you got some issues, okay? Issues continuing to take a man back like this over and over again. You're embarrassing yourself. Stop it. Kardashian insiders are already doing interviews. They're saying Khloe's pain caused by Tristan is over and she isn't shedding another tear for him anymore. Moving forward, it's all about Tristan being a good dad to their daughter, True, and being there for her. She's been hurt enough by Tristan and she knows she deserves better than this. But for some reason, I see Khloe getting back with Tristan. Prove me wrong, Khloe. Please prove me wrong. I hope I'm wrong. And I want you to prove me wrong. I dare you to prove me wrong. But really, at the end of the day, I think she's getting back with Tristan. The Bachelor started again. Who cares? Who cares? I hate this show so much. I don't understand why people like it. I mean, it is beyond fake. And I love reality TV. I love it. And I know half the stuff on reality TV shows is fake, especially the love shows. I mean, a producer is coming up to you like, no, don't say that. Instead, you should say this. Or, you know what would be really great for ratings? You should throw champagne in so-and-so's face. I know that. But The Bachelor is just so cringy to me. Gross douchebag guys dating multiple women. I cannot. And they're always douchebags. Always. I saw a meme recently.
And it said, oh, look, it's a show about a guy dating multiple women at once, watched by women who hate guys who date multiple women at once. And it's true. So true. Get some class and watch better TV shows like Jersey Shore Family Reunion and better shows like Love is Blind, 90 Day Fiancé, and Married at First Sight. Those are my all-time favorites. Come on. Drunk Andy Cohen on New Year's Eve was a vibe because he's just like us. We've had it. We have all had it. We don't care anymore. And after the last 2 years, we got a lot of anger built up inside of us. Anger and sadness and all of it. And it all comes out when you have one too many tequila shots. Same. Same. I also love that after trashing the mayor of New York City on national television and blaming the cyborg that's probably going to take over the world one day, Mark Zuckerberg, he gave zero shits. He refused to apologize about all that stuff. The only thing he did apologize for, like the smart man he is to those responsible for some of his cash flow, another TV station, ABC, and he apologized to Ryan Seacrest. I mean, that's where his money comes from, right? And Ryan Seacrest is a powerful guy in the entertainment industry. So Andy Cohen, you're a smart man. And finally, rest in peace, Betty White. You know why we love her? It's because she's a female trailblazer who did the damn thing. Mm-hmm. She started in radio, moved to TV. She had her own TV show and acting career until she passed. She never retired. And she kept her humor the whole way through. We love her for that. I saw an article that was like, this is the problem with calling Betty White America's grandmother. And I've personally never have heard of that, but apparently people do it. And the reason why it's wrong is because she was not a grandmother. Mm-mm, Betty White didn't have no damn kids. She's like me. She didn't want no damn kids. Uh-uh, no thank you. Instead, she was an animal lover. And we know that not only cats and dogs did she care for at local shelters and stuff like that, but all kinds of animals, farm animals, goats, horses, ducks, exotic animals, being rehabbed back into nature. I've seen her with tigers and bears. And I'm sure that you have seen the Betty White challenge going around. It says, on Betty White's 100th birthday, January 17th, everyone should pick a local rescue or animal shelter in your area and donate just $5 in Betty White's name to make her 100th birthday the movement she deserves. And I think we should. This is a great idea. I love this idea. Google it. Wherever you are, local animal shelters, pick one to donate to. Maybe you got a pet from a shelter. Donate there. In Denver, there are a lot of really, really great animal shelters. Denver Dumb Friends League, we know and love. Colorado Humane Society, Rocky Mountain Feline Rescue, Life is Better Rescue. I mean, honestly, just Google it. Go to whatever shelter's website, and they are sure to have a donation tab. Should be quick and easy, and $5. If you can swing it, all right? If you can swing it, $5 is not asking for a whole lot. And one more final thing. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson forever. I told you bitches he was hot, and you laughed at me. Forget you. That was a lot of fun. All right, episode 2 is a wrap. I love you. Bye.